This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with Creative Impact. This weekly series highlights the different ways in which the creative industries can impact us socially, economically, and culturally, while exploring some of the various challenges to maximizing its potential. Our partner in the Creative Impact series is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host is President and CEO of that organization. Welcome back, Deb Pollack.
Good day, David. How are you?
Couldn't be any better. Deb, as you know, the kids are back to class today for the start of the new academic year, so it only seems appropriate to look at where creative impact can be fostered and developed in Washtenaw County into something more meaningful for the future, and that is our K-12 education system.
Yeah, I'm really excited to welcome Naomi Norman as our guest today. Naomi is the assistant superintendent for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, the WISD. The WISD and the Arts Alliance have worked together for a lot of years, and Naomi and the superintendent of the WISD, Scott Menzel, are great champions for arts and creative education. And in fact, the Arts Alliance has worked with the ISD for a long time. The former superintendent, Bill Miller, co-chaired the Washtenaw County Cultural Plan that we did a number of years ago. And one of the top six outcomes of that countywide cultural plan was the identified by Washtenaw County residents is the need for equitable access to arts and creative education in every school district in the county.
Naomi, welcome to WEMU. We appreciate your time today.
I'm so happy to be here with you.
Now, Naomi, there are 9 public school districts, 12 public academies, 16 private schools that comprise the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, in total some 47,000 students. Excellence in the creative studies has to begin with access. As a follow-up to the Washtenaw County Cultural Master Plan, feasibility study for expanding arts and creative education was conducted. What is that all about?
Well, when that plan was conducted, Washtenaw ISD was very involved in the planning process, and we took that plan into our organizational long-range planning process, and this idea of equitable access became a central feature for our work going forward.
And Deb, that's led to a partnership between the WISD and the Arts Alliance. Based on that feasibility study, if the plan was developed to address the needs and aspirations of all that comprise the Washtenaw Intermediate School District.
We put together, working with Naomi and Scott and others in the arts and cultural community, the intention to develop a plan, which we call the Arts and Creative Education Integration for Student Excellence Plan, ACES, with the intention of building a strong countywide connections between schools, teachers, arts and cultural organizations, teaching artists, and community leaders to create a long-term structure that ensures the durability of arts and creative education in the county so that every kid has access to great arts and cultural education.
Naomi, how is that going to work in the expansiveness that is the Washtenaw Intermediate School District?
In terms of implementation of this work, we started by identifying and forming a community action team, moving into then a cultural assessment of our schools. We need to know where are we now in terms of creative education, using the arts in our schools across all of our districts. As we move into this year, we'll be developing a plan for how we can partner and work together in more robust ways to bring arts integration more deeply into our schools. We are deeply committed to partnering with organizations, especially like we are now with the Arts Alliance, to tap this rich arts community throughout Washtenaw County in partnership with our K-12 school systems.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside my co-host Deb Pollack. And the other voice you just heard is Naomi Norman. Naomi is assistant superintendent in the Washtenaw Intermediate School District and is here today talking about a partnership with the Arts Alliance that aims to enhance art and creative education throughout the public school system in Washtenaw County. So if you had to look at the research you have on hand at this point, Naomi, what would you say are the short and longer term goals for this ACES initiative?
First of all, we really want to create and increase access to arts and creative education programming for our students. We think that that's a really important goal for us as we go forward. We want to increase connection between our school administrators, teachers, and our teaching artists and community members who are deeply engaged in the arts. And we want to find ways to create regional professional development opportunities for our teachers to learn more about integrating creative arts into their classrooms, as well as supporting teaching artists and our community arts partners in learning about instructional pedagogies that they might use with students and in classrooms.
And I think that, what's important there is that we have a wealth of assets in our community. First of all, we have great schools that want to make public education and education in general opportunities for kids great. But there's that arts and education and arts creative education not only provides that intrinsic opportunity, that intrinsic value in creating learning opportunities that well-rounded student education, but it's also kids that are engaged in this kind of work have stronger test scores, but they also have better graduation rates. They also develop the work skills that are important to the 21st century workforce, very important, better paying jobs and the like. So they're the desired skill sets that employers want.
And Naomi, are you seeing evidence of that in the districts across Washtenaw County? Are there better educational outcomes with stronger arts and creative programs?
You know, I'd like to share a story of a particular project that we did. We had a group of students in Ypsilanti Community Schools that was really struggling with mathematics. And we thought, is there a different way to teach math in a way that would engage and maybe bring those mathematical principles forward in a different way? And we worked with a teaching artist, a dancer, Kimberly Boyd, who came into the district, worked with the teachers, and created a math dance experience. We tracked the student growth and found that, in fact, doing this very physical and integrated approach to learning math through dance was as effective as the traditional approaches we had been using.
That's fascinating. I had always heard that music and math went together, but never associated dance or just arts in general could enhance our mathematic abilities as students.
Well, and if you think about it, David, I mean, Kimberly was able to impress upon the students with their bodies, you know, the angles, the geometric angles and the like. And so their ability to understand those in a way that wasn't just on a chalkboard was pretty profound.
I like it. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with my co-host Deb Pollock from the Arts Alliance and our guest Naomi Norman. Naomi is Assistant Superintendent in the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. And the ACES initiative in the WISD is a grant-funded partnership with the Arts Alliance. Naomi, where is that grant money coming from and for how long can we depend on it as a source of funding for the ACES initiative?
This grant is specifically a two-year grant. But the way we designed the grant itself is we knew we needed the funding to set up these partnerships, figure out how we can do the connections with one another, with the schools and our community partners. And we are designing this in such a way that in the long term, we can support together continued partnerships.
And what will the Art Alliance role be in ensuring funding and support and making sure that beyond this two-year grant, this program continues?
Yeah, so it's a National Endowment for the Arts grant, and it also does require, it's a $100,000 grant, and it requires a match on it. We're about halfway there with the match. But it is that long-term community commitment, and I'm pleased to say, and Naomi would agree, that all nine of the superintendents of the public school system signed on to support this from the get-go. So it's going to require that ongoing commitment from the school systems, from the community leadership, as well as the arts and cultural community to take this forward. And as Naomi and I have talked lots of times, the idea that, you know, it's not going to be perfect from the get-go, but we have to continue to be committed to it and bring the resources to that. And we really believe that by working together, we can make this happen with the resources that we have, the assets that we have in Washtenaw County.
Well, the kids are back in school effective today, and as the academic year gets underway, Naomi, what should parents be looking for, and what should they be asking teachers and district officials about when it comes to ACEs?
As I think about it, it's really about how are schools really attending to the whole child, not just their discrete academic learning, but their development in many other ways. So the questions I would be asking are things like, what are the opportunities for my child to be creative during the regular day, during their regular classroom times? What resources are available through arts programming, but also after school and enrichment activities?
Naomi, thank you so much for your time today. I'm most appreciative.
I am so happy to be here with you. Thank you.
That is Naomi Norman, Assistant Superintendent in the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, discussing the new ACES program being implemented in public schools all across the county. Deb Pollack, we'll see you next Tuesday celebrating National Arts Education Week.
That's right. Go out there and be creative.
Deb Pollack is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which is our content partner for the weekly series Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, inviting you to learn more about the ACES program by visiting our website at WEMU.org. And don't forget to join Deb and me next Tuesday for another edition of Creative Impact. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.